like a copy of God's word that is an extract from the Bible. It is the most precious gift that one person can give to another on this earth, the Word of God. More precious than gold or silver or all the other things that men and women desire and seek after. Jesus says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the rest shall be added unto you." So the first priority is God's kingdom and righteousness, and of course this is the book. This is the Word of God. This is the instruction manual that will teach you in the way of righteousness, point you in the direction of the kingdom of God, which of course a body, no person can enter without that is repentance and faith towards Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So you'd like one, feel free, do please feel free to come and ask for one. It is, when all said and done, God's word offered freely. The only thing that is free in Nottingham City, I guarantee you today, nothing else, free, just as the gospel itself is. Freely offered and presented to you, yours to receive, believe, repent, turn from your sin, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, is the promise of God. Hey guys, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Lovely day the Lord's given to us, eh?
Hey, you all right?
Beautiful, eh? Beautiful. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, good to see you again.
So, see, friends, the righteousness of God. Here's what the Word of God says. Nottingham this afternoon. Which, that's the lawless sinners, men and women naturally born, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. It's a good question to ask, you know. What's going to happen, you know, when God judges the world? What happens? Well, the Bible tells us there's a day appointed when Jesus Christ, the Son of God, when He will Himself judge the world in righteousness. And that everybody, yourself, myself included, will all of us stand before the judgment throne of God. So, would you like a copy of God's word, madam?
Can I just say, I meet God and I'm not dead.
Oh, wow, okay.
I meet God every day.
Well, you need to fight.
Through Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh. Good for you.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
So I don't have to die to meet God.
No, you don't.
I've met Him already.
That's right. That's not what the sign says.
That's not what. If you die, you will meet God.
Yes. Unbelievers, madam. Unbelievers. Unbelievers, those who say there is no God, they will be faced with the judgment of God. That's why they need to repent and believe the gospel. That's why. No, they haven't, madam. They haven't, madam. Their lives could be taken from them this very moment.
Oh, I know. But the robber
what
on the
then?
Cross didn't repent.
What then?
Did
yes, he did. He turned
said,
to Jesus.
Said,
he turned to Jesus.
This is the Son of God.
He turned. No, he didn't. Yeah. He didn't. He said, he turned to the Son of God. That's repentance. He turned to Him. Remember me when you come into your kingdom.
So
get it right, madam.
Yeah.
Get it right.
He repented.
He repented and He turned to the Savior. And that's, madam, please. He repented. And he believed, he turned to the Savior.
I just think that's a bit misleading.
No, it's not, madam. It's not, not, madam, it's not at all. It's only misleading if you want it to be misleading. The Son of God, to believe on Him, turn to Him, believe on Him, know Him, while you have the life of breath in you, because the moment you die, you will meet God face to face. The one who, many of you say this afternoon, there is no God. You will know differently in that day. But we don't wish that for you. We wish salvation for you. God bless you, friends. We wish salvation for you. We wish the love of God for you. We wish repentance for you. We wish faith for you. We wish that you would be saved from the wrath to come. That's why I come here again, Nottingham City this afternoon, to send the gospel to you. Yes.
Friends, but I don't believe in all this shit, but just to say me out, yeah.
Okay, can you, what, you, just...
Yeah, man language.
Language, yeah, please.
Just yeah. For this God and preaching stuff, yeah, like, not many people care for it, but that's what you do, yeah. But do you ever help out, you know, the poor and the needy?
What?
Do you ever help out the poor and the needy?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes, like when?
Pardon?
Like when?
When the occasion offers itself.
I mean, sometimes when I know you see some poor people out on the streets, like...
Yeah, I've fed them.
Like, not I've fed them. Give them to them.
I've fed them in the past. I've fed them. I've fed the poor. Yeah. I've helped the sick. Yeah. I've ministered to the dying.
Like, you give him,
yeah, yeah.
Give
yes,
food.
Yes, that's yes. Food. We put food in their bellies.
That's good. Stuff.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
As you do that, that's fine. Yeah. I don't care about
how you
got shit.
Okay. Oh, where you go with your mouth? Go and wash it out with soap and water. So like I say, friends, you know, it's not day. You know, people, like the young man with his arrogance, you know, and his pride and, you know, well, I can't utter the words that he speaks, but all that will go, will disappear in that day when you breathe your last, you go out of this world, and the first person that you meet is God, and the first thing you see is His throne of judgment. So like I say, friends, we don't want that for you. We don't want you to come to such an awful place as that. We want you to be saved. We want you to know, experience God's salvation. We want you to know eternal life now, because it is only in this short breath of space, as it were, that's given to you in this world that you have in order to get right with God. This world, you see, and your time in this world is like a kindergarten, you know? And God has placed you here for a short time in order that you might learn of Him, come to know Him, and enter His kingdom, and of course be clothed in His righteousness by the gospel, my gospel, that I declare to you here this afternoon in Nottingham. And friends, the day's coming, like I say, before I was interrupted, you know, when we all of us, each one of us, you and I included, we shall all appear before the judgment throne of God and give account in that day of things done in the body, thoughts, words, actions, all of them. And of course, even, yes, this moment in time when you heard the gospel, it was presented to you, Jesus Christ was offered to you, and perhaps maybe once again you rejected it. In that day, it will all come back on you. Even these very stones here in front of us this afternoon, even they will witness, will testify against you in that day that you heard the gospel, you heard the way of salvation, but you would have none of it. But friends, that's not what I want for you. I want you to be saved. I want you to be instructed. I want even the most wicked of you to be instructed, to be informed as to how it will be for you in that day when you face the judgment of God, as we all must. The Bible tells us in that day there will be two classes of people. There will be those on the right hand of Jesus Christ, the judge, and there will be those on the left hand. The goats to the left and the sheep to the right. The sheep are those who belong to Jesus, His people, His flock, those who He saved, those whom He washed in His blood, those whose guilt He removed, those whose sins He died for. Those are those on His right, that is, the sheep. gospel, rejected the gospel, those who thought it their business not to seek after God, His kingdom, and His righteousness. And it's they, of course, who will be judged, that is, condemned. The sheep that is on the right, they will depart into the everlasting kingdom and glory of God. The goats on the left, well, they will be sent, the Bible tells us clearly, into eternal and everlasting flames, everlasting condemnation. Condemned now to a man, to a woman, as a result of your unbelief, but then, of course, condemned everlastingly on, that is, the day of judgment when the wicked will be judged. And it's Christ. Oh, you say, well, I thought it was God who did the judging. Well, the Bible says a day has been appointed when God will judge the world in righteousness by the man Christ Jesus, whom He has raised from the dead. That day has been appointed. That day is coming. It's marked on God's calendar. Maybe not yours, but certainly it's marked on God's calendar. That day when you and I shall stand before the judgment throne of God. And for the wicked, that will be a terrible, awful day. Oh, but you say, I'm not wicked. You say, I'm a good person. Well, God says there's none good, none that doeth good, none righteous, no, not one. So you see, friends, not a single one of us by ourselves, in our own righteousnesses, in our own perceived goodness, are able to stand in that day before God. But the wicked, well, I know you're not all as wicked as you could be. You're not like Adolf Hitler, you're not like Mao Zedong, and you're not like Elton John. No, you're not that wicked, not yet. Anyways, at least. But here's the thing, friends. Wickedness, as the Bible describes it, as those who have apostatized from God, turned away from God, turned to their own pathway, unbelieving, atheistic, you might call it, godless, unrighteous, ungodly. That's the wicked, and the wicked will be brought to judgment in that day. And that's why, you see, you need to be made righteous. That is, you need to be made right with God. And God Himself, you see, has devised a plan, sent His Son Jesus Christ into the world. According to His mercy, He saves us. He saves us by the gospel. How are you doing, sir?
Well.
You having a good day? It's a lovely day. Eh? What a beautiful day God has given us to enjoy.
I've been singing for Him.
Have you? Good for you.
I sing in the square.
Oh, yeah. Good for you, sir.
Nice.
Good for you. Yeah, God bless you, sir. God bless you.
Yeah, so I wanted to give you some encouragement.
Enjoy the day. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Nice to be on the winning
appreciate
side.
Appreciate it. Isn't it just?
Yeah.
God bless your labour, sir.
He has given me such joy as I never knew, because I've sung all the way through the winter, and it was minus 10.
Yeah, I've been here preaching the same time.
And torrential downpour.
I
sang in a blizzard.
My
guitar was full of snow. It is wonderful. I just had this, he calls it, don't he, the joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Amen.
I must have looked so stupid in a pair of shorts in the winter. But I was on fire.
Not to the Lord.
Anyway,
God bless you, sir. Yeah, God bless you. I like to say, friends, you know, it's the righteousness of God that you need, not your own. You see, our righteousness, as God says, they're like filthy rags, you know, they're not acceptable to God. Your righteousness, your good deeds, that is, the best of your deeds, not the worst. And so, you see, you need the righteousness of another. In that day, when you stand before the judgment throne of God, you need to be found trusting in the righteousness of another, not yours. And that is the righteousness of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, revealed in the gospel. He who lived that perfect and blameless life, the spotless, precious Lamb of God, who was slain on Calvary's cross, that you might escape that judgment, that condemnation, but that you might be judged in that day to be righteous, not in yourself, but in Jesus. So you see, Christ, He's the judge. He's the one who'll do the judging. Yeah, judged by a man, the man Christ Jesus, the one who died for sinners, the one who would be your Savior today, the one who would rescue you from such a fearful judgment and condemnation, should you but simply and only trust in Him. That's the thing to do. That's the wise thing to do. Don't leave it till it's too late. Now, friends, now is the accepted time, says God. That is to get right with God through the gospel, through Jesus Christ, the one who will judge you in that day, who will judge the wicked. And here's the thing, just like the Bible says, clear evidence will be produced. You know, it won't be a trumped up charge. It will be, you know, on the evidence that God Himself will provide concerning your nature in which you were born, the sinful nature in which you were born, in which you were conceived, the sinful nature in which you lived all your days long, and from which came all the wickedness that you performed, every thought, every blasphemous thought, every unclean thought, every wicked and evil thought, every wicked and evil word. I say, you know, be careful how you think even right now. Be careful what goes through your mind. Be careful not just, you know, of them. Your thoughts about God, but your thoughts of other people too. God will judge the thoughts and intents of your heart. In fact, He's doing it right now. But on that day when God judges the wicked, oh, I tell you, every one of those evil, wicked thoughts that you ever thought will be produced clearly in evidence before the court of God, the judgment of the wicked in that day. Every word that you spoke, every word you spoke against your fellow man, against God, every blasphemous word, every time you took the name of God, His Son, His Holy Spirit in vain, every time, friend, you spoke every idle word, Jesus says, you'll give account for in that day. So, see what I mean when I say you need to be careful what you think and you need to be careful what you say, because you're going to give account for it in that day when God judges the wicked. And not just your thoughts, not just your words, but your actions. He said, if the heart proceeded evil thoughts, Jesus says, of murder, sexual immorality, and blasphemy and theft, all these things come from thoughts that come from the hearts of wicked men and women. The thoughts are turned into actions, and the actions you give account for in that day. Clear evidence. You might say today, I didn't do it. You might say it wasn't my fault. You might say it was him, he pushed me. You might say it was her fault, it wasn't mine. You might even blame God for it now, but not in that day you won't. Not when God judges the wicked. Then, my friend, God will produce clear evidence before His throne of all your guilty crimes, every single one of them, every thought, every word, and every deed. And friends, if you have not repented, if you have not turned from your wickedness, if you have not turned from your unbelief, if you have not turned to the only Savior, Jesus Christ, the one who can pardon you, the one who can clear you before God, and the one who can take away your shame and your guilt and all the filth of your sin, who can justify you freely and save you to the uttermost, if you would but come to God through Him. That's the way, friends. That's the only way that you'll be clear on the day when God judges the wicked and produces clear evidence against you. Then, of course, there will be in that day. Your conscience might be fast asleep today. Maybe it's even dead. Maybe you've seared your conscience as with a hot iron. Maybe you're one of those folk in our society today that no longer has any sense of what's right or wrong. We're all fast heading in that direction, it seems to me. Anything goes, and legislated for it by the state. Every kind of uncleanness, fornication, sodomy, you name it, it's all conscience will be fully awake. It won't be asleep then. It won't be dead then. Your conscience, I tell you, will be fully awake and alert.
No, man.
And you will feel. You will feel the smart of the conscience. You'll stand before God ashamed and guilty without any excuse, no excuses whatsoever. Nobody else to blame. You yourself, your own conscience will condemn you. Never mind God. Friends, you sear your conscience, you harden your conscience, you do yourself a great danger. And men and women do that, you know. You start into some kind of sin, maybe some kind of uncleanness, maybe some kind of drug habit, maybe theft, maybe shoplifting, maybe gossiping. You know, the first time that you do it, the sin I mean, you know, you feel guilty and you feel ashamed. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. And then you do it again, and you do it again, and again, and again, until you don't feel any shame, any guilt whatsoever. You can sin freely, or so you think, at least anyway. But on that day when God judges the wicked, your conscience will be, it'll kick in again. Your conscience will be fully alive, fully awake, and you will know that you're guilty. And you will not have a single word in protest to speak. There'll be no arguments. There'll be no clever, smart aleck retorts from you in that day. Your mouth will be closed, silenced, guilty to a man, to a woman. Unless that is, of course, you have turned from your sin in this life. That is, unless you've repented of your sin and believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and He has taken your sin away. Then your conscience will be clear now, and your conscience will be clear before the judgment of God.
Excuse me.
Yes, madam.
I'm so sorry. Sorry, could you just tell me?
No, no.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I just thought I'd bring this because it's quite hot.
Okay, excuse me, that's so kind of you. Wonderful. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I do disagree with a couple of points, like Christianity and science can...
Say again?
Christianity and science, you know, the evolution is right.
Yeah.
I really do believe Christianity and science can really...
Okay.
Like, maybe Giglio.
So you're
saying about the...
You think that evolution goes with the Bible?
Well, I believe that... With the terms of, like, God created the world in 7 days, it could be 7 days for Him, but it could be, like, thousands of years for us.
I don't think you get that from the Bible, though. That's the trouble. You see, it's not poetry, it's history. It's history. So let's not argue, eh? Let's not argue. But hey, that's very, very kind of you. Thank you very, very much. Very kind of you.
Thank
you
very much.
You too. Thank you very much. God bless you. So like I say, friends, you know, it's a lovely day for getting right with God, that's the thing, you know, and like I say, the day's coming, God's going to bring you to judgment, the wicked will stand before God, and your conscience will be full of conviction, condemned by your own conscience. You see, here's the thing. You know, your conscience testifies even with me today as I speak these things to you. You see, your conscience is God's sheriff. It's God's agent within you, testifying with you, in you, as to whether what you're doing is right or what you're doing is wrong. You see, your pet dog doesn't have a conscience. If your dog bit you in the back of your leg, you know, this afternoon, it wouldn't lose any sleep tonight, you know. But if you did that to your fellow human being, well, you might not have a very good night. You might be feeling very guilty. But you see, animals, the animal kingdom, they don't have a conscience, but man does. Man does. And your conscience testifies along with me today that your ways are not right. You're not equal with God. You're not just before God. You haven't been justified by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into the world to and know God and know eternal life and be safe in that day when God judges the wicked. So get right today, friends. Get repenting, get believing. Then, of course, the fearful and just sentence of condemnation will be passed against the wicked. I tell you, a fearful, a terrible sentence. I tell you, the most awful words spoken in all the Bible. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Oh, what terrible words. Sentence to a lost eternity forever and ever. What a fearful day that will be for the wicked. Oh, friends, you need to fear God now, not then, and turn from your sin and from your wicked ways, that you might be able in that day to stand before God with confidence, with joy, and not with fearfulness. A fearful sentence. Excuse me. A fearful and a just sentence. You know, there's a lot of injustice, don't you know, in the world today. It doesn't matter where you go, United States of America, Russia, here in the United Kingdom. You know, there's judges, there's lawyers, you know, that get things wrong. And you know, people, I was reading about a man in the USA just the other day, about 3 days ago. You might have seen it in the newspaper, on social media. But this guy had been banged up for 27 years for a crime, for a murder that he didn't commit. And he had been loosed, of course, you know. But friends, there are so many injustices in this world. You want justice? Well, maybe you can get it. You got a lot of money. But friends, you know, hey, if you haven't got the dole, well, to jail, you're good to go. So you see, friends, you know, justice. Well, in that day when the wicked stand before God, there will be justice. There will be perfect justice. Absolutely perfect justice. There will be no injustice at all. Nobody will be sent to hell by mistake. Nobody will be condemned everlastingly because somebody got the paperwork wrong or because the judge made a mistake. No, friends, the judge will be a perfect one, Jesus Christ, and he will judge you in perfect righteousness. In that day when God judges the wicked, it will be a fearful and it will be, I tell you, a very just sentence of condemnation passed upon you. Why? Well, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But this is the condemnation, that you have not believed in the name of God's only begotten Son. God gave you the escape route. God caused the escape route to be declared publicly and openly amongst you here in the city of Nottingham. You heard the good news. You heard the way of escape. You heard God's plan of salvation. You heard how that God sent and God gave to the world, a guilty, shameful world. He gave his only begotten Son that the world might not be condemned in wickedness. But friends, in that day, if you have not believed on the name of God's only begotten Son, well, the condemnation will be full. You're already under condemnation. The sentence has already been passed. You're like men and women on death row, just waiting for the execution day. The day when God judges the wicked in righteousness by his Son, Jesus Christ. But of course, in that day, a turnaround when God judges the wicked, a turnaround then will be too late. Way too late. No good turning. Turn to God then. Where's your Son? I might believe in him. Where's the Bible that I might read and study it? You know? Oh, grant me repentance. conscience, grant me faith, grant me mercy. Oh, you'll plead in vain in that day when God judges the wicked. Friend, you need to be found before you breathe your last, before you go out of this world. Who knows, maybe somebody here this afternoon in Nottingham City, you put your shocks on yourself this morning, and who knows, but maybe the undertaker will take them off tonight. You don't know. You don't know, friends. Eh? You got a tiny, tiny space, you know, in this world. 70 years, 80 years and 10, and then some more by the grace of God, perhaps, maybe. But the longer you live, the more responsible, the more accountable you are. Friends, you need to repent. You need to turn to God through His Son, Jesus Christ, and be saved today before that time comes. That time that's marked on God's calendar. A decade, a year, a month, a week, a day, an hour, a moment, marked on God's calendar when you personally will breathe your last, and then the next person you meet will be God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, sir. God bless you. The next person you meet will be God, will be the judge of all the earth, who always, always, always does that which is right. So friends, while you got the breath of life in you, while you got the time, while you got the faculty of mind, you know, before the dementia kicks in, you know, before the Parkinson's takes over, while you're still able to think and to reason about these things and apply yourself to what God has revealed in His holy word, salvation by Christ Jesus, who came into the world to save the world. I did not come to condemn, I didn't come to judge. He doesn't ask to be already condemned, already judged. But in that day when God judges the wicked, you will be condemned. Self-condemned. Your conscience will condemn you. Your every thought, word, and action will condemn you in that day unless you're standing in the righteousness of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Unless your sins have been washed away in His precious blood. Unless you've been forgiven. Unless your sins have been blotted out by God Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ, I tell you that will be a fearful and awesome day when God judges the wicked, and He will. Cast out of the presence of God, the favorable presence of God. I mean, already you incur, already you have this disfavor. The wrath of God, the Bible says, is revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. As a result of your unbelief, of your suppression of the truth, of the knowledge of God in unrighteousness, you already incur the wrath of God. The displeasure of God, the holy, indignant displeasure of God is already upon and towards you. But at this moment in time, as you breathe and walk in God's world, breathe His air, drink His water, eat His food, by Him live and move and have your being, there is the opportunity by the gospel for you to be saved, for the disfavor, the wrath of God to be lifted off you. It hangs over you like the sword of Damocles, waiting to fall upon you at any divinely given moment. Snap of the finger and the sword falls and you're gone forever. But now you have the opportunity. Now the gospel is presented to you. Now the gospel is declared amongst you. Now you can repent. Now you can believe. Now you can be saved by the grace of God. But friends, in that day when God judges the wicked, you will be cast out of the presence, the favorable presence of God forever, into the place of That's all. Just tell you the truth as it is in Jesus, as it's written in the Bible, in God's word. Cast into hell forever and ever and ever, where you will know the presence of God, but in full, fierce, consummate, burning wrath for all eternity, with no hope, of any way out or any way back to the favor of God. So now you see, now is the time. Now is the accepted time. Now the gospel is declared amongst you. Now the truth is told to you. But will you pay heed? That's the question. Will you cry out to God? Will you seek Him while He may be found? Will you call upon Him while He is near? Will you forsake your wicked ways, your unrighteous thinking? Will you turn, in other words? Will you turn back from your wickedness and found not wicked in the day when God judges the wicked in perfect righteousness? Friends, the righteousness of God revealed from heaven. That's what you need. God's righteousness, not yours. Yours ain't no good. Only God's revealed in the gospel, revealed in His Son, Jesus Christ, who came into the world to live that blameless life, a perfect life that qualified Him for the death of the cross, born to die for the sins of the world, to display, to evidence the love of God. For here is manifested the love of God, that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we should live through Him. Eternal life, friends, through Jesus Christ, is presented and offered to you. But friends, in that day when God judges the wicked, oh, it will be a fearful, it will be a terrible, terrible day. Cast out of the presence, the favorable presence of God forever and ever. Please do carry on, won't you, sir? Because that draws a crowd. That's what I like. That's what I want.
Well, I'm deaf and you've got...
So, friends, you know, excluded, think about it, excluded from the glorious fellowship of Jesus Christ, the Son of God in His love. He who so loved sinners that He came and died for them, that you might be friends. He's the friend of sinners, the Bible tells us. And He's still the friend of sinners today. That is those. I wouldn't be sitting here preaching to you if that weren't the case. But He came, you see, He came for His friends. He didn't come for the reprobate, He came for His friends. He came to save. He came to save His people. He came to die for His people. So that they could be saved. But friends, in that day when God judges the wicked, when God judges fools, when God judges those who say there is no God, when people behave such as the gentleman here to my right, you know, in a foolish way. No, you'll be on the left. That's the right place. That's where the goats go. Goats to the left and sheep to the right. Goats to the left. Goats to the left. And they go to everlasting flame.
I've got it right.
On that day. And that day when God judges the wicked.
I'm judging you now.
Yep, He is. That's right. God is judging you.
Right now.
Right now, right this whole moment.
Right now, man.
But cast out from the glorious, wonderful, loving, forgiving fellowship of Jesus Christ.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Cut off from God. Cut off.
Tell me about
His fellowship.
Tell me about tongues.
Cut off, friends, from all the favor, all the goodness, all the forgiveness that could be yours today. Cut off from it forever and ever when God judges the world in righteousness, cast into hell and punished with unspeakable torments forever and ever. That's the end of the goats. That's the end of the unbelieving. That's the end of the fools. you. Turn from your goatish ways, sir, your unbelieving ways. Repent and believe the gospel. In that day, Jesus Christ will be the judge. In that day, God, you will stand before Him. Almighty God in Jesus Christ, and He will judge you according, not to the standards of the nation, of the state, the queen, the government, but the standards that God has laid down indelibly in His Word, in the Bible, in His law. It's that righteous law of God that you will be judged by in that day. And every breach of His law, every transgression of that law, you will give account for in that day. So I bid you, friends, while you can, while you may, while you have ears to hear, while you have a mind to think on these things. The gospel, that is, the good news. God sending His Son into the world, that through Him that you might be saved, that you might be delivered from your present wickedness, and that you might be delivered from the wrath to come, delivered from that fearful, unspeakable judgment of God in that day when God judges the wicked. Oh, that day will come. It's marked down in God's calendar. It's marked down in God's Word. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the Word of God, the Word of our God, standeth forever and ever. Heaven and earth may pass away. Ah, the words of queens, the words of prime ministers, the words of presidents will pass away. But the Word of God shall never pass away. It's written indelibly here in God's everlasting Word. Check it out for yourself. Offer you a copy of God's Word to read for yourself. See that these things are so. It's offered freely to you without cost, without obligation to you. You can read about the fearful. You can read about that awful day when God will judge the wicked in righteousness. So read for yourself. Study, meditate on these things. And see what a wonderful, glorious Savior God has sent, God has given us. That in the way of repentance and faith that you might be saved. You take this book, you read, you see the very first chapter, the first recorded words of Jesus in the New Testament. Repent ye and believe the gospel, He says. Why? Because the kingdom of God is at hand. The righteousness of God is at hand. And the only way you can enter it is in the way of repentance and faith towards Jesus Christ. Repent ye, Nottingham. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel. You'd like to have a copy of God's Word. You come and ask for one. Freely offered to you without cost or obligation to you. You'd like one, you feel free to come and ask for one. May God bless you and have mercy upon your precious, never dying souls.
Thank you.